This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better, because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Hand off to Cook, cuts it back through a hole, and he's off and cuts it back again into the secondary. 25-20, cuts it near side, 10-5, James Cook is in the kitchen. Another hand off to Cook, bends it back, reaching for the end zone, and he's got it for the touchdown. James Cook extends the arm to the goal line, and for the second time this afternoon, the Cook is in the kitchen.
He's the best back in football. You know, I don't know how awards shake out, but I mean, he should be in the running for every award. He's an absolute stud. We love having him, and he makes our offense go.
Lefty steps up in the pocket, looks to take off and run, and he's sacked. Greg Rousseau got him on the peel back. Five-man rush, pocket collapsing. Rousseau in pursuit, and he drops him for a huge sack. Greg Rousseau with a gigantic play.
We needed that from Greg. You know, we believe that he can do that. He can impact the game. So it's good to see him get back in that, kind of in that mindset.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Listen, I'm just one cog in the machine here. And I certainly did not submit any recommendations, but what, we couldn't squeeze the Peyton Krebs empty netter in there somewhere?
Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Hockey Monday.
Listen, I'm all for including hockey.
Just a thought. I mean, I don't know. I could have been proactive about that.
The thought was really there.
I admit it didn't dawn on me until right now. So, you know.
Who's really at fault?
It's the reason why I don't have a job like yours where I have to plan. Because planning, you know, do you listen to the show? Anyway, hi. Welcome to Football Monday, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. I am the Bulldog. Mike Shope has a couple of days off here in advance of the Christmas holidays coming up midweek. So Nate Geary is riding shotgun with me for the next couple of afternoons, and I'm grateful to have Nate along as well. The Bills squeeze by the Browns 23-20. And are an Indianapolis Colts loss tonight to San Francisco away from clinching a playoff spot. They're still going to be alive for the division going into week 17. And if they handle business with the Eagles next Sunday, they will be alive for week 18 going into the finale, the home finale against the New York Jets. The Patriots have the Jets on the road next week, and then the Dolphins. I'm not even sure I can tell you the first name of the guy who's playing quarterback for the Jets. Miami's on to Quinn Ewers. So, you know, cross all the fingers and toes.
Brady Cook, you talking about?
Brady Cook, thank you.
Brady Cook.
I wasn't sure.
You're not a big Brady Cook guy.
I am not. No, I don't.
Oh.
You know, Nate, I'm 60 years old. I am not at this juncture, this point in my life, prepared to learn the names of people I'm never going to need to remember. And I'm pretty confident that this guy, you know, maybe he'll bounce around. Maybe he'll even end up being a backup here someday. I don't know. Then I'll get to know him.
Okay.
Maybe.
Maybe.
But even then, yeah. I don't know. So, how's everybody feeling? You got an eyeful, I think, maybe locally. I don't want to speak for everyone. A lot of people out there in our audience, I'm sure, have a Sunday ticket and thus access to every game every week, and you can make your choices accordingly. But raise your hand, honk your horn three times if yesterday between 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock was the first time you really got an eyeful this season of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Because that was the case for me. They were on in the 4 o'clock window here locally on CBS, and they're pretty wagony. You know, I feel like every week we're taking turns, and it's usually... It's often, anyways, predicated on, you know, what happened the previous Sunday or what even happened to the Bills. Like, we had, I think, a while, and I think it's still there, being haunted by the Houston Texans. Oh, I don't want it. I don't want any, I don't want any part of Houston.
The good news is those two teams play next week.
Yeah.
So.
But I feel like Houston is now. I'm on to. Well, I mean, everything went their way, and the Bills still had the ball with a chance to win at the end. As terrible as it was, they couldn't block and all that stuff. Jacksonville looks pretty well-rounded on both sides of the ball.
Did Houston almost losing to Las Vegas maybe give you a little...
Yeah, but, you know, the Bills almost lost to the Browns. You know, right? Yeah. I mean, is it okay to say that? I mean, the Browns never were... Yes. In scoring territory when they were down by three. They were mostly stuck in their own end of the field for the entire fourth quarter. So I don't know about almost, but it was a closer shave than you would have liked. What did I say yesterday when we started postgame? This was an annoying game.
Yeah.
In that I never really respected the Browns' chances of winning. And even when they got off to the good start with a touchdown drive to lead off, like – right away, here's James Cook, 44. Yeah, okay, we're
good here.
We're cruise. And, like, I don't know if that seeps into the players, if they think, like, oh, we scored three touchdowns in a row, we're just going to kill this team, autopilot. The Browns were always one play away from ruining our day. They just never got the play, thanks to the Bills' defense. So hardly a work of art by any stretch of the imagination. But another win and 11 wins on the season, tied with Los Angeles in the standings, at least record-wise, but the Chargers have the leg up for the 5 seed right now. Just like reviewing the playoff field, because I feel like this is what we do when you're all but assured of making the playoffs, is look at the teams jockeying for position. I do think maybe the best thing that happened yesterday is that Baltimore took another step toward joining Kansas City on the sidelines in the playoffs, unless you're suddenly believing that Pittsburgh is reborn and much better than the team. I mean, they've looked much better these last few weeks than the team the Bills dismantled a few weeks back in Pittsburgh. But that has always been a team I would rather see in the playoff pool than Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens, for all their warts.
Yep.
I would rather have that. So, state of the vibes nation here is, what did we learn yesterday? I don't think we really learned much. We got a step closer to clinching a spot. We got a little bit of a scare from Shedeur Sanders, and we watched the other teams in the AFC do things to varying degrees of impressive. And I would say both Pittsburgh and Jacksonville winning their games on the road against the opponents they did so against were maybe the two most impressive things of the day, if you want to count New England in there too. But, you know, New England, to me, is a cut above certainly Pittsburgh. I don't know about Jacksonville. So them winning in Baltimore wasn't a shock. Maybe the way they did it was a little bit of a shock. I'm wondering, like, where our heads are at as far as what we want to happen over these next 2 weeks.
Well, first of all, I think we want Houston to beat Jacksonville next week.
Okay.
That, I think, stops Jacksonville from leapfrogging the Patriots, and I think then gives us our best potential matchups. And this also includes the Bills. I'm sorry. The Chargers play the Texans, not the Jaguars. The Chargers do. Who do the Texans play?
Hang on. They play Indy. I got everything.
They play Indy.
All right.
They play Indy. They're going to win that game. Who did the Jaguars finish the season with?
Tennessee.
Okay, so yeah, they're...
At Indy, then Tennessee.
Jacksonville's winning out.
Yeah, I would say.
Jacksonville's winning out.
Right.
So let's just they're probably going to be the two or the three seed. I like them as the three. I think kind of what we're seeing in terms of positions, the only thing I think that could really swap is if Jacksonville wins out, Denver loses a game or two. I could see Jacksonville absolutely being in the one seed. I could see, I think the top three seeds all could be there right now in the one seed. For me, it's all about 4, 5, 6, 7. And what I need is Steelers, mm-hmm. Bills, Chargers, Texans.
Yeah, that's
in that order.
I think that is the preferred outcome.
Because to me, that means one of the Patriots or the Texans, who would be the 2-7, will not be advancing. That means one of the Jaguars or the Chargers are not advancing, and you get to play the Steelers again. That's it. There's no other scenario for me. Mm-hmm. That is your most ideal situation. And if you can get through into an AFC championship picture with having to play the Steelers, and then the Jaguars are going to be the team you'd have to face in that situation. But like, I think I'd rather face the Jaguars. This is not really saying anything about the Patriots. I don't want to face a team three times if I don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
And I would rather play the Jaguars. I think, wow, would I rather play the Jaguars than the Texans? It's a good question.
I would not. I don't think Houston has an offense that Jacksonville has.
I would agree with that.
And the defense is obviously incredible, but I feel like, I already said it in the intro here, that game down there went as badly as it could go, and it still was, you know, a hair away from turning the other way. And so, you know, injuries to the tackles and just no idea how to react in game to getting your doors beat in on the outside all game long, I would trust that some adjustments would be made and they'd have a better plan and a better backup plan to pivot to if the original plan goes up in flames the way it did in Houston back when they visited there earlier this season. I think Jacksonville looks like the better all-around team to me. I don't think they're as potent and dangerous on defense, but I think right now they are humming on offense in a way that I just don't think you almost ever see Houston do anymore. So I think Jacksonville is emerging as the team from, you know, I like looking at the bracket and thinking about the potential for upsets because the kingpin teams that we're used to are not there. But Jacksonville looks to me like maybe the biggest threat in the conference.
They look really good. I still think eventually Trevor Lawrence will be more like Trevor Lawrence. Here's the thing I'll say about the Jaguars. Although I agree, it looks like they're the most balanced, well-rounded team in the AFC. They've got a quarterback playing the best football of his career. They've got a young, offensive-minded head coach. I think a very physical defense. And they just dog-walked what had long considered the best defense in the NFL, who I think we can all agree looks more like the defense that went into last year's playoffs,
right,
which was a lot of names, had been good all season, maybe are not the same unit they were earlier in the season. I'm starting to think Denver has more holes in that team just based off that 14-point win yesterday than maybe I did a couple of weeks ago. I like Bo Nix more than other people like Bo Nix. I don't think they've got a great run game, and they've got Cortland Sutton and not a lot of other great weapons. They're, to me, the team in the AFC East, if they're going to get the bye, I'm not overly, I know yesterday would have been the first time in 12 straight games of a team going into Mile High and winning. This team has gone into Mile High before and have rocked a Denver team. And they beat them last year. I'm not worried about Denver. I'm less worried about the Houston Texans. Here's part of this conversation about these regular season matchups that I don't know we spend a lot of time even talking about. Because, you know, I don't know, it's kind of far down the list of things. But there is something to be said about that Houston game. The Bills tend to get, and this isn't meant to be the Bills are everybody's Super Bowl, but teams do get up to play the Bills.
Sure, yeah.
They want to beat the Bills. They are, especially now with no Mahomes. I mean, you can't tell me that that teams hadn't been smelling blood in the water against Kansas City and were up to beat and knock out Kansas City and then be the knockout blow. I think there are teams that feel the same. And right now, if you look at the you can go two ways in the AFC. You can go for the best team or for the best player. And right now, the Bills have the best player. And in match play, as our friend Jeremy White will talk about playoffs as match play versus the regular season stroke play, I think I take, in those instances, the best player.
Right.
So I do think the Bills are positioned well, especially if they can go into Pittsburgh. And I don't think Pittsburgh is going to be the same team the Bills saw a couple of weeks ago. They've used that game and have looked like a different team. Mm-hmm. It will be a harder game, but I am also not. I mean, that is the juiciest matchup you could possibly ask for, is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, has been all year.
Yep.
The
couldn't ask for a better
the start
matchup.
They got off to, Baltimore struggling like they did. I think fans were right away just great. Get Pittsburgh in the pool. Get them in the in the playoff pool. It wasn't so much at the time thinking about a potential Bills matchup because, you know, our designs were set on the top spot in the division and or the conference at the time. So you weren't really worried about a 5-4 road matchup in Wild Card weekend. But that's where we are, have been living since the Bills fell behind New England and have been chasing them ever since and still are. Again, they can catch them if they win out, the Bills win out, and the Patriots drop one of these two remaining games they have against the Jets and the Dolphins with the aforementioned quarterbacks, except for the first name of the Jets guy, because I don't care.
Brady.
803-0550 is the number. You might get the sense we're going to be kicking around the playoff bracket and talking about ideal matchups. Of course, you know, yesterday's game is there for us to dig into and pour over, but I don't know how much digging and pouring is really called for in a game where you just sort of escaped 23-20. I mean, you could be alarmed by it, like, oh, this team isn't beating anybody. They can barely beat the Browns. I think that would be a mistake because it's the NFL. It's just how it sometimes goes. You know, so I'm not overly shook by how hard the game appeared to be. I'm more sort of focused on what have I got here to match up with these teams?
Yeah.
Getting even past a Pittsburgh, should I draw them? I think it would be, to me, pretty stunning to not get past them if you match up with them in round one. Beyond that, everything else is it's all new, really.
Yep.
You know, if Jacksonville is up there and Denver in their current state is up there, you know, how are you going to match up with these teams? Because, you know, we know what the Bills' warts are. They largely, except for a couple of weeks recently, are a bad tackling team and a defense that can get run on. But they also, despite that, are a defense that seems to find the formula in the second half of games and really does a great job of just keeping opponents at arm's length in the second half of games and giving their offense an opportunity to get off the mat if they need to. Yesterday, they didn't really need to get off the mat. What they needed to do was pad their lead, which they never did, because they actually had a hot start for a change. But, you know, we're going to be thinking about the receiving core.
Sure.
And the choices that are being made on game day. And, of course, there will be the ever-present conversation about health. Because, you know, you just don't know. We got done listening to Sean McDermott on postgame yesterday. And it caught my ear that one of the last things he said. And
the Jordan Poyer thing?
Yeah.
He looked fine in videos.
We'll hear from McDermott we won't run it, but he'll be talking and we'll tell you what he said. Maybe we'll air it later in the show today for you. But around 4 o'clock, he'll meet with the media. We'll get updates on that, but I did not expect to be sitting around week 16 doing post game, being shook by news that Jordan Poyer might not have been able to return to the game if they'd had another defensive series. But that is life in 2025. He's been an impactful player, as it turns out. Like, I don't know that they get that game yesterday without him. He made a terrific tackle at the goal line to save one touch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
eight Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away two Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Down and then another maybe touchdown saving play out near the boundary later on, and of course had an interception, his first since the fall of 22, I think it was, in Baltimore, in the end zone to clinch a Bills win over Baltimore. So anyway, the injuries, the playoff bracket, the kind of form they're in, the receiving core.
Or you could really, if you just want to call and make me angry, you could call about and complain about Sean McDermott, because now apparently I'm a Sean McDermott defender. So
how's that feel?
It feels
surprising.
Yeah. But, you know, I've now coined the McDermott derangement syndrome, because people have it. Like yesterday, I think I tweeted out about how frustrating the two drops were. And it was like, yeah, they got to fire McDermott. And I was like,
because of drops?
Because of the drops? Like, it's the McDermott derangement syndrome has hit a fever pitch. It's hit an all-time high. And I am more than happy if you want to call in and give me your reason why you think with 11 wins, with a rookie defensive tackle playing defensive end, and guys you don't know, Andre Jones Jr. getting called up to the active roster playing snaps for you, if that's going to be your, you know, thing today, as they, you know, or a Colts loss tonight away from clinching again. Yes, they're not going to probably win the division, short of a miracle. But, you know, if that's going to be what you want, the hill you want to die on, because you're still mad about 2021, you know, please call in, because I'm clearly ready for it. Anyways, Sabres won last night.
The Sabres did win last night. They have won. All right, listen, I was kidding around at the beginning.
I know.
But, like, for real, they've won six in a row. They do deserve some attention and some airtime, even though it is Buffalo Football Monday or whatever we call this thing. So it's exactly what we call it. I'm just being cute. Back-to-back, Devils getting two, like, kingpin players back in their lineup. Jack Hughes, one of the best players in the league, and Timo Meier, a very, very nice high-end, you know, top-line winger. And the Sabres just kind of shut that game down. They needed their goalie in the first period. They got some big saves from Lukanen early in the game. And then the second period, it was just like road game clinic time. I mean, they just did not give up much at all last night and ended up getting an empty netter at the end and winning a sixth in a row. They are in Ottawa tomorrow night. Man, do I wish that was a home game.
So do I.
Right? I mean, we're waiting for, like, I'm always waiting for the fuse to get relit. And, you know,
that kind of would have the makings of Cousins, and why we get to see the Norris Cousins trade actually play out. Yo, yeah. Tomorrow had all the make it pre-holiday. People are going to be off trying to go to a, like, that might be, with the winning streak in hand, the best atmosphere in that arena since
there was a random Saturday night a few years ago when they beat Minnesota in overtime.
Okay.
That was pretty hot, but
that's the best Skinner
I can do.
Overtime goal, like that arena was.
That's like 8 years ago.
Is that that long? Okay, so I would feel like it would have the vibes of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, we'll settle for watching it on TV from Ottawa. But that's tomorrow. I mostly just want to, like, let you know the door is cracked open here. We had, you know, last Monday, we had the experience of the general manager finally being removed, and that was also a Buffalo Football Monday on the heels of the great comeback in New England, and wanted to let people know, like, hey, we're open to talking about both of the teams, because they both, I think, deserve some attention today. So we'll try to do that as best we can as well. That, of course, depends on you. Lines are open at 803-0550 if you want to get in and join the show. As I mentioned at the outset, Mike is away today and tomorrow, so Nate Geary is going to be in here filling in for him today and tomorrow. And again, today is Football Monday, which is brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. We'll get started with your phone calls at 803-0550 right after this on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.